Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman with the next episode of Entrepreneurship from A to Z. Our letter is D. We made it to D. And I know you wish that this could go even faster, but I'm basically taking important topics, going through the alphabet, and yes, in some cases, there's multiple topics per letter, but these are only 15 to 20 minute spurts. And this is the fast track. There is nothing faster, because if you skip the step, the alternative is, instead of once you get out there and get started and moving forward in an upward trajectory, instead you're going to be stopping and starting and pause and put things on hold, backtracking. And some of them are going to be some very costly mistakes that could have been avoided. So this is doing your foundation. This is the equivalent of taking a master class and getting a master's degree, which would take months. And if you just follow these 15 to 20 minute spurts of information, but take takeaways and take action, then you'll find yourself in a better position, better peace of mind, and a smoother path, because there's going to be surprises for any entrepreneur out there. There's going to be surprises along the way. What you're trying to do is the avoidable surprises, address those. So let's jump into D. Our letter and our topic for today is D for data. Data is so important. Think of data as cash money. Data information is a currency in our world today. And you know this to be true when you think about it. People sell data and information. They're selling your information as we speak. When you're searching on different things, that information, that shopping history is going in a database. It's being bundled and sold to different people for them to target market you. And you know that to be true because you can Google a word and next thing you're getting ads. I remember one time I was even thinking about shopping for a couch and I felt like I hadn't even typed it in and already couch ads were popping up. That's where that artificial intelligence comes in. And this is when it comes to small businesses, to entrepreneurs, you need to know that particular trick that the big businesses capitalize on is getting information about their customers and using it to market to them. to almost, it's almost as if it feels like at times that they're reading their minds. You have data. You have access to data. There's access to data without having to spend big dollars. And some of it is just getting out there and mingling among your target market. This is why it was so important in the early days when I first wrote children's books. I went to the expos. It wasn't just about how many books I sold. It was how many people I could talk to. And it was just as important the people who walked away without buying a book. It was also important for me to walk around to other people's table to watch who was buying and what they were buying from the other tables, what they were ignoring and walking past. All of that was information and data that I collected. And every time I came back, I would hone and adjust accordingly and then come back out there and test my market again. I did that for about a year and a half. I was working the expos and the book signings and public events. And I didn't stop because I wanted to, because I actually enjoyed aspects of that. And I know that there are entrepreneurs out there that said they don't want to be out there talking to people. They don't want to interact with the people. They just want to post their product and stay behind the scenes. And in some cases, you've got to take in consideration, maybe you need a representative, because it is important, especially initially, especially small businesses, that people like to associate the product with a person. That's why a famous product, Carol's Daughter, Famous Amos, there's a group of young men, they're called Yummy Brothers. Their image, their interaction actually is what has skyrocketed them. I'll even throw out Grandma Betty's premium yellow grits. You're associating that with the person, an image, a persona, grandma. Someone's out there saying, oh, I had a Grandma Betty. People come and they see Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ. And when I let them know that they represented real people, my parents and my mother and my father, again, there's an aha moment. And so you have to realize that when you're putting a product or a brand out there, you're trying to make a human connection. And it may, in your mind, and this is not a good thing, but in your mind is all about, I just want their money. I don't want to get to know them. I don't like them. I don't want to, you know, relate to them. But to get people's money, that human connection is what creates real, true, repeat customers. That just going for the money can get you in the trap of just one-time buyers because they didn't wholly make a connection. And for small businesses, sometimes your product against maybe some of the big brands, it may not be at the same caliber, even though you may like to believe that. But by and large, bigger brands may even be able to higher quality, and if not higher quality, a lower price point. But you want customers that are willing to accept your product and pay the higher price point because they've made a connection. Now, let me take you back to the D for data. In order to get customers to make the connection, you need to understand your customer. What are their buying habits? What are their needs? What they don't like, what they do like, what they've recently bought, what they're willing to put up with or not put up with, what problems they're trying to solve, how they're living. And a prime example in this day and time is your target market at one point up through the pandemic might have been working from home. And you might have been getting sales galore. Well, if you really watch the trends and listen to the news, you're realizing that people are starting to go back to work. And in some cases, against their will, but they've got to go back to work. What they buy is going to be totally different once they go back to work. And some of you have never served this, your same target market, with them going into work. Get ahead of what's coming and figure out, is there anything that you can change in how your product gets to them or the purpose it serves that accommodates the fact that they're going back to work? That's just a little nugget, something for you to marinate on. Take this along with all of our other tips. And thank you for listening. Share it with a friend. And best of luck to you. Continued success. Bye for now.